I will tell you about the mystery of the missing peanuts. Mickey the zookeeper takes care of all the animals in the zoo. He brings them food when they are hungry. He brings them water when they are thirsty. He washes them when they are dirty. He keeps the zoo very clean. He shines the cages and sweeps. Every morning, Mickey the zookeeper wakes up very early and gets out of bed. He washes his face and puts on his clothes. Then he takes two buckets and goes to the shed to get breakfast for the animals. Mickey keeps the animals' food in the shed. When Mickey gets to the shed, he takes a key out of his pocket and unlocks the door of the shed. Then he goes inside and fills up the buckets with peanuts. One very cold morning, Mickey the zookeeper woke up early and got out of bed. He washes his face and put on his clothes, took two buckets and went to the shed just as he always did. When he got to the shed, he took out his key, unlocked the door, picked up his bucket and went inside. What a mess! The peanuts bags were open, and there were peanuts all over the floor. And some of the peanuts were missing. Every day when Mickey went to the shed, more and more peanuts were missing. There's a thief in the zoo. I'm going to call a detective. Mickey went to the telephone to call a detective. The detective would find out who was taking the peanuts. Mickey called Detective Goofy on the telephone. Hello, is this Detective Goofy? This is the zookeeper. I'm calling from the zoo. He told Detective Goofy about the missing peanuts. I'll be right over. After he talked to the zookeeper, Detective Goofy started to pack his bag. Would I need a hammer? I might. Would I need some nails? Well, I might. Would I need a lock and some keys? I might. You never know. When you're a detective, you never know exactly what you need. As soon as Goofy packed his bag, he hurried off to the zoo. As soon as Detective Goofy got to the zoo, he started to ask the zookeeper questions. Where do you keep the peanuts? I keep them in this shed. How do you get inside the shed? Through this door. Through this door? Wait, you need this key to open the door. Does anyone else have a key? No, I have the only key. Where are the peanuts? Here, in these bags on the floor. What a very strange mystery. Detective Goofy looked all over the shed for clues. Aha! A clue! Goofy showed the hole to Mickey. Since the door was always locked and since Mickey had the only key, the thief couldn't have come in through the door. The thief must have come in through this hole. Mickey and Goofy ran outside. Goofy found another clue, empty peanut shells on the ground. Aha! The thief must have eaten some peanuts right here. The thief must love peanuts. While Mickey and Goofy were looking at the peanut shells, along came Chip and Dale. They asked Mickey and Goofy what they were doing. What are you doing? We're looking for a thief. That sounds like fun. May we help? No, I can find a thief by myself. Goofy told Mickey to bring all the animals to the shed. Do you know who took the peanuts? I don't know yet, but I soon will. Mickey brought the animals to the shed. He had them stand in line by the hole. Goofy's plan was very simple. He would have each animal try to reach the peanuts through the hole. Whichever animals can reach the peanuts must be the thief. One by one, the animals tried to reach the peanuts. The zebra tried, but he couldn't reach the peanuts. The bear tried, but he couldn't reach them either. and neither could the hippo. The elephant tried to put his trunk into the hole, but his trunk wasn't thin enough. He couldn't reach the peanut. The monkey tried to reach the peanut with his long arm, but his arm wasn't long enough. He couldn't reach the peanut either. The giraffe had a very long neck, but he couldn't get his head through the hole. His head wasn't small enough. The kangaroo had a very long tail, but her tail wasn't long enough or thin enough. She couldn't reach the peanuts either. If it couldn't have been the elephant or the monkey or the giraffe or the kangaroo, then who could it have been? Mickey and Goofy didn't know. Detective Goofy had another plan. He unpacked his bag. He took out the hammer, the nails, the ball of string, the bell, and the can of blue paint. Goofy hammered the nails into the wall. He wound the string around the nails. He tied one end of the string to the bell. He tied the other end of the string to the peanut bag. When the thief comes through the hole, he'll walk on the string and the bell will fall. Then Goofy went outside. He poured blue paint in front of the hole. Goofy went back into the shed to wait for the thief. He took out the pillow and the blanket out of his bag and put them on the floor. Then he blew out the candle and went to sleep. That night, the thief came to the shed very slowly, very quietly. He started to go through the hole. Suddenly, the thief fell on the string. The bell crashed to the floor and woke Goofy up. "Stop where you are!" Goofy ran out of the shed after the thief, but he was too late. The thief was gone. But the thief left another clue, 8 footprints in the blue paint. While Goofy was looking at the footprints, along came Chip and Dale again. "What are you looking at?" "I'm looking at these footprints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The thief must have 8 feet. An octopus has 8 feet." Goofy ran to wake up Mickey. "Wake up, take me to the octopus. Now I know who took the peanuts." Mickey took Goofy to see the octopus. The octopus was swimming. Goofy took the peanut bag and went into the water. He tried and tried to give the octopus a peanut, but the octopus wouldn't take the peanut. Goofy got out of the water. He was very angry. The octopus hates peanuts. The octopus can't be the thief. Then who can it be? As Mickey and Goofy were walking back to the shed, they passed 2 bears in the snow where 8 footprints. "Look, those 2 bears just made 8 footprints. There could have been 2 thieves." "2 thieves. Who could they be?" Goofy fought and fought. While he was thinking, he passed a tree. "Hi, have you found a thief yet?" "Aha! Now I think I know who took the peanuts." Goofy made Chip show him his feet. "Aha!" Then he made Dale show him his feet. "Aha! You took the peanuts. Where did you hide the peanuts?" "Over there." Chip and Dale took Goofy to their underground nest. Goofy looked into the nest. There were all the missing peanuts. Chip and Dale brought all the peanuts back to Mickey. "Why did you take the peanuts?" "Because we love peanuts, and the zoo has so many peanuts." Mickey gave Chip and Dale a broom. He made them his helpers. If you like peanuts so much, you'll have to work for them. Every day, the zookeeper's new helpers helped the zookeeper clean up the zoo. They swept up all the empty peanut shells that the people threw on the ground. As soon as they finished, they went back to Mickey. Mickey gave them all the peanuts they could eat. Chip and Dale ate their peanuts with all the other animals, for all the other animals loved peanuts too. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, teacher.